You're listening to KBOO News in Depth. I'm Hannah Francis.
This is going to be our main dance floor. We're going to be putting hardwood floor down, and it's surrounded by this half hexagonal, huge 10-foot gallery wall, which will hug the dance floor really nicely so that the dance floor itself is the gallery. And then all of that will be facing a stage in the corner where we'll be having music productions, focusing a lot of live instrumentation, electronic music, poetry, open mics, everything.
The Haven Artist Collective is an old Pepsi factory that is in the process of being repurposed to provide a holistic space for artists to be in community with one another. The space is currently being set up for creating, healing, and feeding the body and soul. Danny Stevens and his colleagues Ashley Bond and Tyler Shriek showed me around the collective and sat down to speak with me about the space that they're creating.
My name is Danny Stevens. I'm a co-founder of The Haven, and I'm also a painter and educator.
My name is Tyler Shriek, and I'm also a council member. I do the aesthetic director job, and I'm a visionary artist and muralist.
My name's Ashley Bond. I'm the event coordinator at The Haven, and I'm also an event producer and community builder.
All of our policies, structures, just the way we navigate is based off of this 11 principle list that took about 8 months to develop. So inspiration and creativity, holistic wellness, empowered self-reliance, collaboration and co-creation, diversity and inclusion, accountability and integrity, equity and reciprocity, growth mindset, alternative education, play and curiosity, and then when all else fails, reverence for the mystery. Yeah, so the building is split into two parts, a 10,000 square foot warehouse and then a 5,000 square foot sprawling office space that's over two floors. This is an old Pepsi distribution warehouse. It's been sitting dormant, being used by construction companies for the last about 3 years. So a lot of sugar and sawdust to clean up when we got in. And let's go into the warehouse. The warehouse is gonna be our immersive art cultural gathering center, essentially. We are inspired heavily by the music festival culture, and whenever the festivals were canceled in 2020, we just kind of created a really insular pod of painters into a studio that kind of like broke into this new model. So we want to create a really immersive space with open format studios so that people can see into the studio that the artist is working in. So 10 artists started The Haven in 2020. When all of the festivals were canceled. All of us have built our career off of live painting and music festivals and creating comfortable environments for that art to be perceived. Whenever the festivals were canceled, we spent a few months painting alone, decided to get a studio together. And then when the rest of the country started opening up, we started having art parties. That quickly grew the momentum. A lot of healers started getting involved, musicians started getting involved, and then we started realizing we were outgrowing that 3,000 square foot kettlebell gym. And then at that point, we expanded into an 8,000 square foot portion of a larger warehouse with another organization. After 2.5 years there, we needed to leave to find a place to have our own sovereign experiment, separate from other influences.
Could y'all tell me a little bit about how you both got involved?
Yeah, absolutely. In 2022, I started light painting and just found my way into this community of artists that were also trying to reach out to the public directly and share their art in public settings. And through that avenue, I got invited to check out The Haven when they were at their second location and fell in love, thought it was just a miracle, happened to be down the street from where I lived. And soon after, Danny had reached out saying like, hey, love your art, you gotta join. And after some persuading, I finally took the bait and yeah, I became a member 2.5 years ago now.
I joined The Haven in 2022. I was asked to be the event coordinator as well that year. And through there, I just started doing all the booking and event coordination and some production. And I also run a nonprofit called Conscious Growth, so I am able to get donations and fiscal sponsorships.
Could y'all just give me like a little bit of an idea of like the number of people and like the array of specialties that are involved?
Right now we have about 45 to 50 artists signed up as resident artists. But I would say the Haven community is much larger than that. We have a strong network of supportive people. All of our bands, our dancers, everyone. I feel like we're much more than just the 45 artists that are here. In here we have about 7 healers, about 20 painters or so, and we have poets, fashion-forward artisans, herbalists, coffee makers, wild foraging herbalists that make non-alcoholic elixirs. So we have a lot of people in the mix, and then those people are broken down into 3 categories of membership. We have a council that's decentralized that kind of run the day-to-day operations, and then we have core roles, and then we have the basic renters, and we operate as a co-op model. So based on your tier of membership, it determines how many dividends you get for the profit share model. So we do have it in our model to be sharing all of our profit with every member regardless, you know, because the council members don't make money off of this. We have to have our own initiatives within the structure of the Haven to be able to make money. So this is a volunteer thing.
So another entrance to the Haven is more of an admin entrance, an artist entrance, and it goes into the office space that's split between 2 floors, upstairs being private artist studios. And we have a front lobby that is right in the middle of 2 hallways with a bunch of private art studios. We have our event coordinator that has an office, a council has an office, we have conflict resolution that happens over there. And then that leads to my favorite room, which is the kitchen, where we have plans of doing a lot of community support through art trades with farms. And then through volunteer programs, we'll always have food available for artists. So we're going to work out relationships where we have a list of offerings for farms, and then we work out a value where we trade farms for art for whatever they have the abundance of.
So I got a little bit of an idea from you from the tour about like what your vision is for this place, but I'm really curious also about what y'all are hoping for this place, you know, what you'd like to build.
Yeah, I think what makes the Haven so unique as a visiting experience is that it's this direct connection with working artists, and you can have a glimpse into their actual studio space and really pick their brain about what they're inspired by and what they love to make. And we are curating a space where that environment is nestled into next to a stage and into an event building, really. So people can walk through this winding path, like an artist village almost, of artist spaces and people creating intermixed with lounges, and we have a cafe in the front. There's going to be decorative seating throughout and immersive installation art just scattered throughout the whole warehouse. So it should be quite the experience.
My vision for the Haven is to strengthen community relationships. By coming to the space, you feel inspired. You have more creative expression and also can have mutual aid and resource sharing and just feel like there's sovereignty and resilience here, and it feels like a safe haven.
What the Haven is to me has changed a lot over the years. This was really a response to something, and from that point it kind of took on a mind of its own. I truly don't know exactly where it's going, but I know that community resiliency and radical self-expression is a part of it. And I know that artists are statements of possibility for people to live the life that they want to live. And by creating a space that pulls the artist down from the pedestal and out of the museum and gallery and like actually puts them and exposes the people to the artists and the life that they're living, we don't really get to see the rippling effect of that. We don't know what they go off and do with their life. So for me, the Haven is it's a vision. It's an anchoring of a larger movement into the urban environment. It's an anchoring of what we learn at festivals and transformational gatherings, and like anchoring it into a sustainable system to where we can actually.
So what are some of the different ways that y'all would like the community come in and be a part of this?
So right now we're raising $30,000 in 30 days through a Kickstarter campaign, and this is to transform our current space, which is an old Pepsi factory, into a visionary art and healing center. So it's really a story of regeneration from a place that used to have mass production of toxic beverages into a place that's more holistic and inspiring, full of creativity and healing.
First and foremost, we want people to come feel it and see it. It's really hard to describe. And I think the Haven, more than anything, is a feeling of comfort and warmth with people that you enjoy being around. Aside from that, we are looking for volunteers, people that are good with a hammer, good with a paintbrush. We have a lot to do before we plan on opening late July. And right now, our biggest initiative is our Kickstarter. We have done so much work through volunteer efforts. We've gotten so much donations in the form of materials and equipment, and we're so grateful for that. But we are coming down to a wire where we need to get some licensed electrical work, and we need to dial in some last things. So we started a Kickstarter about 10 days ago, which is off to a slow start. So that is one thing we really are trying to push right now. We're still looking for in-kind donations, wood, materials, decor, funky things that in your garage you're not sure if anybody will probably want it.
This is a place that's both a sanctuary for residents, for artists and healers, but also for the community to just arrive and show up at for events. We're hoping to have a lot of music events, also poetry, open mics, in our main floor event space. And then in the healing arts area, there'll also be smaller events for psychedelic integration and sound baths and other healing events that are more integrated into that realm.
Yeah, I think another great way that people can come check out our space and get involved is just to come and really dive deep into the art and the sense of creativity and curiosity and, you know, to open up into what it could be to be an artist. And if anyone had any inkling to draw for the first time, we want the Haven to be a place where they can come in and look at anything on the wall and sit down with a cup of coffee in one of our lounge spaces and just explore that creative freedom for maybe the first time. Just to paint and create with us. We want a big old art party kind of all the time.
We're learning a lot by having to transform the space. It's really testing our ability to problem solve and figure things out. We are learning how to take apart doorknobs and fix heaters and build walls and lay tile and all kinds of things we've never done before. So that's not just the fact that it's a Pepsi warehouse, but just the fact that it's a warehouse at all. We're all leaning into a lot of edges and having to learn new skills. The fact that it's a Pepsi one is really interesting. There was a 7-pointed star of corporate logos on the bottom of the floor when we got in facing south, and I don't want to know what that means. And so there's just this residual corporate energy that we're trying really hard to get out of here before we open the doors.
Okay, so where can people find you at and support y'all?
You can find out more about The Haven at www.thehavenpdx.com. Also on our Instagram, which is at thehavenpdx. And our Kickstarter campaign has our whole story and many different awards that you can get from Haven members, ranging from art prints to 10-foot by 15-foot murals, massages, creative wellness sessions, and so much more. So support us.
You've been listening to an interview with Danny, Ashley, and Tyler from the Haven Artist Collective. For KBOO News in Depth, I'm Hannah Francis.